Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Denny. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Denny. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rogers. McBride moves to second. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McBride moves to third. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley takes first base on ball four. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dwyer. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Dwyer steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sizemore moves to second. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Sizemore moves to third. Tyson moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to second. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock, who is chasing the ball. Mackinnon reaches third base with a triple. Carter scores. Parrish goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Expos. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Biotner reaches second base with a double. Mackinnon scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Foley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to third. White moves to second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mackinnon takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen scores. White moves to third. Parrish moves to second. It's 4-0, Expos. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Simmons for a passed ball. White scores. Parrish moves to third. Mackinnon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Expos. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Sizemore reaches second base with a double. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Reynolds now pitching. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Foley steals second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Davis pinch hits for Ken Reynolds. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Brock steals second. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Greg Torlecki now pitching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mackinnon strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foley hits a pop-up towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dwyer hits a line drive into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torlecki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tyson strikes out. Two outs. Hector Cruz pinch hits for Greg Torlecki. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Harry Parker now pitching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mackinnon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-3 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Mumphrey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Biedner. Mumphrey reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Rudolph now catching. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers strikes out. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Little pinch hits for Tim Foley. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing shortstop. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-3 in the game. Reitz strikes out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.